So far, the number of deaths has gone up to 85. The total number of people who were actually taken to hospital, some were admitted, some were not admitted, since Sunday morning when the unfortunate incident happened, is now 133. Two of them have passed away. The rest have been allowed to go home, and 51 are still at the hospital. We also have a number of people who are still at the facilities where those who have lost their homes are being helped at. Is 322. The government is taking care of every social services. Telecommunications has been restored. Power lines restored. Roads, the main road is now restored. Some of the streets already restored, but we are still working on those roads, especially the small ones, small streets around that area. Water services has also been restored, and but the work is still ongoing. The government is also making sure that we don't have anything like pandemics in that area, so the water is being treated. Those people at the hospital, they have enough medicines. Those people at the camp, they have enough food. The security is there. Basically, I can say everything is going on very well. Now, the government is now working on a plan for resettlement.
In terms of the rescue effort, how far are you?
We are now in the final stages. We are probably close to the end.
So President Samia has visited the region.
The president visited the area to see what actually has happened, to console the people and to assure them that the government is with them at this difficult time.
I was reading an article about USAID, the United States Agency for International Development, also making contribution towards humanitarian assistance.
Yes, that's the case. $100,000 have been donated from the United States Agency for International Development. We are also having a lot of those humanitarian assistance coming in. Tanzanians have done a very good work on that. And actually, we're even now advising people that should probably change a little bit and focus on building materials, because these people will have to resettle.